No, I do not, because for two reasons or three. The first one is that the national security of Uganda is heavily dependent on the security of South Sudan. And the cost of insecurity in this country could definitely be much more than the cost of maintaining the contingent in South Sudan. Secondly, the cost is not that as enormous because the UPDF forces in South Sudan are utilizing operational costs ordinarily they would have incurred in Uganda. For example, they don't eat much extra food because they're in South Sudan. They're not expending ammunition as much as people imagine in South Sudan, because these forces in South Sudan are not necessarily involved in active fighting. They have maintained positions and guarding strategic installations, both in the capital and some provincial cities in the countryside. And I think some of the key areas, like a few oil production centers, they have not been involved in the active fighting alongside the South Sudan forces with their rebel groups. So surely the opposition have not been able to, for example, come out with specific numbers to say that this is the money being expended and that is having a huge impact on the finances. So sure, and this time the government came up with a request to spend more money in various departments and agencies, and the military request was far below the demands of other agencies, just 16 billion only. And this not to say was going for South Sudan operations, because we have missions in Central Africa, we have missions in Somalia that require support from government. So surely the South Sudan situation is being exaggerated.
So are you therefore saying that the opposition is just making noise for that matter, and that the taxpayers are not being necessarily billed, or for that matter, South Sudan is not being asked to pay its fair share of the presence of UPDF forces there to help their country, to stabilize their country?
As Parliament, we did insist that we must ensure that the status of forces agreement with South Sudan should include the portion where they would supplement the finance costs of the forces in South Sudan. And indeed, they did that. In January or February last year, the South Sudan government reviewed the status of forces agreement with Uganda and took the bills of fuel. So any fuel being used in South Sudan, whether by aerial resources or ground resources, are purely being met by South Sudan. And that's one. And the other one is that we managed to reopen economic activity between South Sudan and Uganda generally, and that is giving us a huge economic boost. So looking at the net cost benefit, Uganda is benefiting more than any cost we're incurring in terms of that. And finally, of course, we managed to ensure that there's no genocide occurring in South Sudan. If we left the two major groups in South Sudan, the Dinkas and then the other counterparts, maybe they would have killed each other already. As the margin is perhaps greater than that of Rwanda. So I think it is not correct to be emotional on this. We need to talk about facts. They have not given us any figures whatsoever. They are talking from points of assumption, and we cannot make strategic decisions based on simply such guesswork.
Does that mean that what the parliamentary committee report basically is neither here nor there, since the government will do what it wants to do anyway, despite the report expressing concern about the high cost of the UPDF presence in South Sudan?
Surely the issue, the report did actually state the concern that it is taking much longer to resolve the South Sudan crisis. And Uganda is perhaps the only country that has deployed a certain level of forces there. And the issue is that we would like to see an end to this, and that we would like to see the regional initiative take root in South Sudan, either IGAD or African Union. And that was the spirit around which the committee made that recommendation. Not that we are saying because it's too expensive or that we should withdraw. Surely it will not be correct for us to state that without numbers, and to state that without having certain alternative arrangements for our national security. We did not actually have that kind of recommendation. The opposition could be doing that because they would be happy to see the country in trouble. But for us, we like to see continued stability in the country. and fostering global national security. We have to recommend options that will make it easier to be resolved without necessarily compromising our national security.